It's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure. Make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal and I'm now inside your skull. Public Toilet. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Going into any public toilet made him feel vulnerable. He never experienced anything bad to encourage him being uncomfortable. Andrew's bowels could only relax if he used the toilet at home. He hated touching any public taps, door handles, or toilet seats that might be covered in unseen fecal-borne bacteria. He really was convinced if he used any public toilet, his bad luck will make sure he'll become ill with sudden abdominal cramping and vomiting. He knew most men didn't practice good hygiene, and if he caught dysentery, his diarrhea will have blood mixed in it. Even the sight of an electric hand dryer made him wretch. The air being blown out to remove moisture from your hands in seconds actually spreads germs around in the air and onto people nearby. If he used one, he'd be splattered with bugs from other people's hands. But tonight was an emergency. Andrew needed the toilet badly. He couldn't go home. He was at the airport. The all-day breakfast he had dropped right through him. It was an expensive, tasteless meal. The eggs were warm, and he noticed after eating one slice the bread had mould. He broke into a cold sweat because he thought if someone followed him into the airport toilet, they could do exactly what they wanted and no one would know he's in danger. There's no panic button in toilets. Though he could see if the disabled toilet was empty, they might have help me buttons. The disabled toilet was in use. He had to use the gents' toilet. And it was hot inside because the ventilation had broken down. But thankfully, being so late at night, now wasn't the airport's busy time. Head down, he noticed the urine puddles and splats along the floor. The disgusting smell was suffocating. He was nauseous. He felt the liquid sick inside him was travelling fast and was at his throat level. He could taste his own vomit. He gently kicked the door of every vacant toilet cubicle, apart from one that was in use, and because they were all genuinely clean and tidy, he managed to relax a little. After finding the cleanest toilet, he took a deep breath and managed to carry out the final act of digestion. He was pleased there was only just one other person in another cubicle. More than one, he would have really been too tense for anything to happen. Afterwards, washing his hands quickly, he looked up into the mirror. Andrew watched a teenager leave the cubicle. He could see the boy left the toilet with toilet paper scattered all over the floor. This blatant inconsideration made Andrew snap. He turned and ran after the boy and pushed hard into the teenager's back. The boy stumbled and his skull took the full force. It smashed forehead first into the solid toilet wall. Once the teenager was floored and unconscious, Andrew couldn't stop himself from kicking the boy's head until the young skull caved in. Andrew nearly fainted from exerting so much effort. In those few moments, Andrew became a killer. He walked calmly out of the toilet, head filled with shock and his eyes filling with tears, because now he knew what he's capable of. He realised his fear over the years about toilets was not what could happen to him, but a sign of what he was going to become. Andrew liked the idea of becoming a killer. And public toilets are the obvious, clever, isolated locations to carry out his work. It's now time for him to board his plane. Public Toilet, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.